Okay, Caitlin, first give me the proper spelling of your name and your title here, please.
Okay, so it's Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, Dubo, D-U-B-E-A-U. My title is Assistant Curator.
Tell me about Open Doors Timmins. When and how does it work?
So the event is in partnership with the Ontario Heritage Trust. And so basically it brings communities from across the province, typically between the months of April and October. And what happens is institutions can be a part of the event. So they kind of sign up to participate. And it basically opens the doors to all the unique and heritage and cultural sites within those communities. So it gives everybody a chance for free to kind of explore these maybe unknown or unique, mysterious sites that typically aren't open to the public on a regular basis.
But the museum is one of them, and it is always open and always free. So what do you have planned for the museum that day?
Yes, absolutely. That's a very good point. So here at the museum on October 5th, which is the day of doors open, we will be kind of opening up our collections area, which never is seen. So we'll be able to provide kind of a behind-the-scenes tour of what goes on behind the doors that people don't ever get to go beyond. So should be kind of cool.
I've seen a little bit of that, and it is pretty cool, and people will probably be surprised at what they see back there.
Yes, absolutely. One thing I love to share with visitors is that typically museum collections, you only see about 1 to 5% of a museum's collection on display. So we have about 95% hidden in the back. So it's just a nice opportunity to showcase that to the community.
And there are other sites in Timmins participating.
Yeah, so there's 8 sites in total that are participating this year, and you can see those sites on the Doors Open website. We also encourage everybody to kind of start at the museum on the 5th of October, because we'll be able to provide a map of the sites as well as additional information if you want to take home and learn a little bit more. We're going to have some materials available to give out, so you'll be able to start here at the museum, get the tour, kind of get the lowdown of the history of the community, and then go out and explore.
All right. Anything you want to add to any? Oh, what time that day? What, between when and when?
Yes. So first and foremost, it is free, completely free. Everything is free. And then secondly, we're going to start the day at noon. So the museum opens at 12. So you can pop in anytime between 12 to 4. All the other sites are going to be running from 12 to 4, but a lot of them, like the cemeteries and some of the parks, of course, those are open past 4 o'clock. So that's why we encourage everyone to kind of start here, because we are only open from 12 to 4, and then definitely head out and explore afterwards.
And those other ones are self-guided tours?
Absolutely, yeah. One of the sites, which is Quilts for Survivors, so that one will have some volunteers, and some of the staff will be there to talk about the project and the new building and all of that. So that's another one to check out between that time frame.
Now, anything you want to add?
Just that I think it's a really great event. It's really nice to be able to participate. We hope to continue it in the years to come and add more sites and welcome some of the ones that participated in the past. We'd love to get those participating again. So, everyone's welcome, and it's free.
Okay, thank you.